for flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
Impressive.
As opposed to once.
Welcome to the UPHCA Pipeline Podcast, where issues and concerns, legislative news, and anything and everything about the plumbing and HVAC industry will be discussed. Guests will provide insight into who they are and what their role in the industry. We're excited to offer this service to our trade and industry. Our guest is well known in the Utah plumbing industry, Gail Johnson. Gail is the chair of the UPHCA affiliated member committee, and we'll discuss with him further about that role and purpose of the committee. Welcome, Gail. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Gail, everybody knows you from your previous life. Let's talk about what's going on now and tell us what you're doing.
Right now I am working for Lochinvar Boilers and Water Heaters. I just moved over to Lochinvar about 2 months ago. So I am the Mountain Region Sales Manager. So I cover Utah, Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, and El Paso.
Wow, that's a big area. So are you finding yourself traveling all over the place?
Yes, I do. I travel quite a bit.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the company, what they sell, what they produce, so our audience can understand what products you have.
So Lochinvar was founded in 1939 by Walter Valette. At that time, he started it as the Walter Valette Company, selling residential, commercial, and industrial water heaters. In 1957, he changed the name to Lochinvar. At that time, they were still kind of just water heaters. In the 1980s, they really started getting into the boiler side. In 1986, they introduced their PowerFin line of efficiency boilers. The first boilers have really high efficiency standards across the industry. From there, Lochinvar has been an industry leader with efficient boilers and water heaters across the entire market in the United States. And in 2011, A. O. Smith purchased Lochinvar from the Valette family.
Okay.
So with Lochinvar, we do everything from large commercial jobs with our Crest boilers, our FTX boilers, down to residential boilers for radiant heat, snowmelt, to regular tank type water heaters, tankless water heaters, electric water heaters. Basically, any way you could ever fathom to heat water, we've got something that can do that for you.
All right, very good. Now, who's the local supply house that stocks your products?
We've got Mountainland Supply, Peterson Supply, Great Western, Hajoka. We've got a whole bunch of different distributors. Silver Creek Supply. We've got a bunch of different distribution here in Utah and Idaho.
Very good. Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Gail. Are you from this area, background and so forth?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Utah. Grew up in the Murray Holiday area. Went to Cottonwood High School. Been in Utah my whole life. I've been in the plumbing industry for almost 23 years now. My first 4 years was I was a plumber in the field. I then spent 13 and a half years working on the wholesale side of the business. I worked for Standard Plumbing Supply and Barnett, which now they're HD Pro HD Supply. After that, I worked for Norwich Tankless Water Heaters for 5.5 years. And for the past few months, I've made the move over to Lochinvar. But I live out in Harriman with my wife and son. But yeah, I've been in the industry quite a bit.
Oh, very good. Now, the local manufacturing rep is Intermountain, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so on the residential side, it's Intermountain Sales and Marketing. And on the commercial side, it's Gritton and Associates.
Okay, very good.
Two different reps here locally.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And what do you find that attracted you to the new company? Was there something that you felt they had, something that maybe the rest of the industry didn't have?
Yeah, well, I've known Lochinvar for my whole career. Lochinvar has always been a high quality company, making great products. They're always a leader when it's come to that high efficiency boiler side of the market. I was approached by a recruiter that really liked what they saw in my background and thought I'd be perfect for the role. And, you know, I met with Lochinvar and got a really good feeling about it. And so I made that switch over to Lochinvar.
Very good. We've had two meetings of the affiliated member committee now. What are some of your takeaways from getting together?
Well, it seems like all the manufacturers are really in the same boat when it comes to supply chain shortages, raw material shortages. Things are getting better. We're seeing light at the end of the tunnel right now. A lot of product lines coming that way. Over the next 6 to 9 months, everyone should see things getting quite a bit better on that side of it. But there really is just this huge influx of new business that just really wasn't there before COVID happened.
Okay. One of the issues that has come to my attention here recently is consumers as well as plumbers are having issues with these high efficiency, low NOx water heaters. Have you had any insight or problems with your products that have been a problem for that?
with our ultra low NOx water heaters. So we have regular ultra low NOx power vent, power direct vent on our tank side. We have not had any problems with our unit in the market. I know in the beginning when ultra low NOx first turned over, there were a few hiccups there with ultra low NOx and high elevation, but I know those got fixed rather quickly. But our units are solid in the market.
With the supply chain issues and there's the price increases and so forth, do you see that leveling off, or do you continue to see some concerns for the industry?
Right now, price increases should be leveling off. It seems like it's starting to balance a little better right now. But one thing could happen in the world tomorrow that could change all of that.
Yeah, we've seen that, haven't we?
But yeah, right now it seems like it's been pretty stable. I know a couple of manufacturers, like over the summer, have had price increases, but looking through the end of the year, at least on our side, we don't anticipate anything for any price increases. But again, you never know if something weird happens in the world.
Do the products that you represent, are they manufactured here, assembled here in the United States? What's the background where you get your products?
So everything with Lock & Bar is made in Lebanon, Tennessee. So we're just east of Nashville. So our facility there, everything that we make in that facility is made in America.
Very good.
So all of our boilers and everything. So if you're working on government projects or anything that needs that Made in America stamp on it, all of our Lock & Bar items that are made in Lebanon, Tennessee do qualify for that Made in America stamp.
Okay, great. So you said you were born and raised here in Utah. What has kept you here in Utah? Is there something that the climate, the family, why have you stayed here in Utah?
Well, family, most of all. But I love Utah. I love the outdoors. Love doing things outdoors in the winter and the summer and spring and fall with all the different seasons. I couldn't see myself living anywhere else.
Okay. So what type of things do you like to do when you're not at work?
I do a lot of fishing. We're going to the Strawberry Reservoir, do a lot of fishing for kokanee and cutthroats and rainbows up there. So we do a lot of camping, riding side by side, hunting, mountain biking, snowmobiling, basically anything outdoors we love to do.
Excellent. Final question. I know that when you started with Lock & Bar, you joined the association. What's some of the principal reasons why you like to be part of the UPHCA?
Well, just a lot of it is what the UPHCA is doing with DOPL and the legislation, you know, making sure that the laws that they are passing are good for the industry. Like we've seen in other states where they've been stripping licensing away from plumbing, HVAC, and electrical contractors. You know, I look at that as that's something that should not ever be done. This is a profession that needs to be licensed, and you need to be going to school for it, and you need to be trained in it. Not just anybody can do what these contractors can do, and that needs to be protected at all costs.
Are there areas that you see that maybe the UPHCA can work on in that very area, or other things that you'd like to see the association take hold of?
Well, I mean, the association's been doing a really good job, especially on the licensing side, with like the handyman laws and things like that, and getting those types of contractors or handymen out of doing plumbing, HVAC, and electrical work. But as things are changing throughout the United States with like electrification, higher efficiencies, things like that, I'm sure we're going to see, like they did with the water heaters, you're probably going to see something along those lines in the next few years coming on the HVAC side, where they're going to want to have ultra low NOx coming in with the HVAC equipment as well. So that's something that I'm sure is probably going to be coming down the line.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Who have been maybe two or three of, or maybe just one, someone that has been the most influential in your life? Are there a couple people that you can think of that have made the difference?
Yeah, my parents really pushed me at a young age to kind of have an entrepreneurial spirit. And my dad owned his own hydraulic business for 35 years, and he really kind of pushed us towards doing something else besides that side of it. Yeah, my brother Jeff, he got me into the plumbing industry back in the day. My first plumbing job was with John Zarbach Plumbing, but he really got me started in the industry. So I always really looked up to my big brother a lot on that side too.
So you mentioned that you were a plumber in your past life. What did you learn from being out in the field that has helped you in today, in your career?
In those 4 years that I was plumbing, I did commercial, residential, service, kind of went through the whole different sectors of the business. It taught me a lot about everything that I needed to know to help me in the career that I'm in today. I realized about year three of my apprenticeship that I probably didn't want to be in the field at all anymore. I hurt my back, I hurt my knee, and so I was like, yeah, I better kind of get out of that. And that's when I moved into that wholesale side of the business. But I really enjoyed the industry as a whole, the plumbing HVAC industry, and that's why I've stayed in it for so long. It's kind of like the mafia. Once you're in, you don't get out.
Very good. Well, Gail, thank you very much for joining us on this podcast, and we appreciate your representation and your help in the association and having Lock and Veer part of the industry. Thank you for listening to our UPHCA Pipeline podcast. We'd appreciate your feedback and suggestions of people that you would like to hear on future podcasts. Finally, in the words of Robert Frost, a well-known poet, he said, in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about my life. It goes on. Thank you very much, everybody, and we appreciate your listening in.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
Impressive.
As opposed to once.